listening to The Jake Asman Show on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Jake Asman.
Now joining us on the Progressive Hotline is a 10-year veteran in the National Football League, a good friend of the program, and someone that we need to hear from on all things Super Bowl and Deshaun Watson. He is Legay Douzable, and he joins us now. Legay, always a pleasure, my man. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Of course, Jake. Thanks for having me on again.
Absolutely. So I want to start with Deshaun Watson, because I was watching you on CBS Sports HQ yesterday, and you couldn't have said it better than anyone on this topic as far as why Deshaun Watson should want to be a New York Jet. You played for the Jets. You know about the city. You know about the organization. Tell our listeners why you believe Watson on the Jets would be a great fit.
I think it just makes total sense, right? You have a disgruntled employee who obviously wants out of this dysfunctional, you know, system in Houston. And then if you look at the New York Jets and the capital they have and the draft capital that they have, it makes total sense. The Jets have 5 first-round picks within the next 3 years and could potentially add Sam Darnold in a trade with the Houston Texans, kind of like you saw with Derek Goff this past week going to Detroit, and they added, you know, some first-round picks to that. I mean, a lot of that could be cobbled because his contract was so massive and the Rams wanted to get out of that. But I think Deshaun Watson gives the New York franchise a face at quarterback that we haven't had in many years. I would say probably since maybe Joe Namath, as far as, like, star power, as far as what Deshaun Watson brings to the city. And then it's rumored that he really likes Robert Saleh. I said it on CBS Sports. I played for Robert Saleh. He's a great coach, great leader of a man, very energetic coach, a player's coach. I mean, I think it says – he said everything you need to say when he says that he wants his players to get paid as much as possible. You routinely don't hear coaches saying that, because when that happens, a lot of times you're going to lose players. But it shows that he's on the side of the players, and he wants guys to play for each other and play for the coaches on that staff, and that's the type of guy he is. So if you just look at it, to me it just makes total sense with the package that the New York Jets could offer, coupled with adding a Sam Darnold to that package. I feel like the New York Jets have the best chance at landing him.
Legay Douzable joining us here on the show. So let me ask you this. If it takes 4 first-round picks to get Deshaun Watson, if you're the Jets, would you do it?
You do it, 100%. You do it, and if you have to throw Sam Darnold in there, you do it as well. And I think it's a little different than the Houston situation, because if you give up four first-rounders, you're still going to have all your second, you're still going to have all your third, and you'll still probably have one more first-round pick within the next 3 years to you. So it's not like you're giving up all your draft capital. And people are just – I feel like they're too headstrong when it comes to first-round picks. Like, if you have a proven entity in Deshaun Watson, the guy that's going to be your future franchise the future of your franchise for, I would say, another 10 years, then you give up those first-round picks. I mean, because, like, who says those first-round picks are going to pan out? A lot of times these first-round picks are not quote-unquote bust, but they don't reach the level to what Deshaun Watson can take your franchise to. So to me, if you have to give up 3 or 4 first-round picks, you do that, because you're going to have your guy for the future. And then if you look at it, you're also going to have a lot of cap room by the time it's all over, you know, once the new cap numbers come out and the Jets probably release a few players, they're going to have close to $70 million in cap space within a shortened, you know, cap year is a monumental number to have. It's going to be one of the highest numbers in all of football for a team to spend money this offseason. So if you have to give up some of those first-round picks, you still have all your second through seven-round picks, but you can also add other star players on your roster to make Deshaun comfortable, to make that offense really go. And then even on defense, you can add a couple key pieces on defense to help out that defense.
Legay, isn't it fair to think that if the Texans are going to deal Deshaun Watson, they would need to take a deal with either the Jets or the Dolphins, because they need to find their solution at quarterback going forward? They need to sell their fan base on something at that position. And the only way you could really do that is if you're getting a pick in the top 3 where you could then draft your quarterback of the future. So would the Jets maybe not even have to give up 4 first-round picks, because that second overall pick is more valuable than basically any other pick they'd be able to get in any other trade?
100%. I've been saying that too, Jake, and I'm glad you brought up that point. Like, people are saying, because, you know, the Jared Goff and Matt Stafford trade was with two first rounders and a quarterback, that what Deshaun Watson must be worth 6 first rounders, but it's different, right? He's under contract for another, I believe, 3 or 4 years. He has a no trade clause, so he kind of has a point into where he wants to go. And adversely, like, you can't, it's apples and oranges, right? Just because, you know, the Detroit Lions were able to get 2 first rounds in Jared Goff, a lot of that had to do with their contract too. So I think it's two different things. I don't think the Jets would mind paying Deshaun his cap numbers because they, for one, have the cap space. Adversely, also, you said it, the number two pick, even if you don't like a Sam Darnold or you don't like a Tua Tagovailoa, you still get to maybe pick your quarterback of the future, or you can even trade back if you like those two guys in that trade. Trade back and even get, you know, more draft capital, because that's the one thing Houston has struggled with. They don't have any draft capital, and they're also struggling on cap numbers because they're so cap strapped right now. So you get two birds and one stone. You can get 3 first-round picks. I don't see Miami doing it just because they literally just took Tua in the top five. I mean, you never know in this league. Josh Rosen was taken, you know, in the first round, and then they took Kyler Murray the next year, but that was two totally different coaching staffs. This is the same coaching staff that believed in Tua. He didn't even start the whole year, so are you willing to give up on a kid after half a year of starting? To me, that's just ridiculous, and that's the problem with the NFL. Like, one or two rookies have success, and now everybody's supposed to, you know, have that same type of success. If you look at a lot of the quarterbacks in the league, Aaron Rodgers didn't play until his 4th year. Patrick Mahomes didn't start his first year. Sometimes waiting is better, and developing guys is better for the long haul of their career. If you look at Peyton Manning, he had a rough rookie year. I mean, and he ends up being one of the best quarterbacks that ever played in this league. So I think it's ridiculous for teams to give up on guys. To me, like, the thing that makes the most sense is the New York Jets, because Miami literally just took Tua last year in the top five. Are you willing to give him up to get another, to get Deshaun Watson? And also the Jets, you know, Sam Darnold has proven at times he can play at a high level in the NFL. Now, he's had some problems with, you know, different coordinators and turning the ball over. I think, to me, is his biggest issue. You can't turn the ball over in the red zone. But he has big playability, and he's shown it at times that he can play in the league and play at a very high level. So I think it would take three. I don't think it's going to take 4 first-round picks, but I do believe it might take 3 first-round picks at Sam Darnold.
Legay Doosable joining us here, former defensive lineman in the NFL, of course, former member of the New York Jets. You mentioned you played for Robert Saleh when you were with the Niners. Tell Jets fans why they had the right coach going forward in Saleh with Saleh in charge.
Yeah, so first and foremost, if you talk to any player that's played under him, they have nothing but great things to say. They love him. They love his attention to detail. They love his energy when he comes into the meeting room, the practice room, and on game days on the sideline. I know everybody's seen every time, like ESPN or, you know, NFL Network or CBS or Fox, they zoom in on him on the sideline when the defense is up. This guy has more energy than anybody on the sideline, and players feed off of that. And like I was saying on CBS HQ, he's today the only coach that I know still today that wears cleats out to practice, Jake. Like, this guy is all in it. Like, he's almost like he's still a player on the field. He wears his cleats on the field to get that good traction so he could take off every single play. So not only is he calling a defensive play, as the play is going, he's running with the players to make sure they're where they need to be, and also to run down the field to make sure everybody is always running to the football. This guy is a great leader of men. And like I said, every player you talk to that talks about him, they love him. They love playing for him. So that is first and foremost. I think that's a big thing for the New York Jets, especially after last year with Gase. There was so much dissension when it came to Gase and if players really liked him and people really wanted to play for him or players quitting on him. But I think with Robert Saleh, you're not going to get that. Players are going to love to play for him. And players usually ask other players how coaches are before they come. I guarantee most of the players that talked about Robert Saleh are going to love him. And I just think it's time. It was time for a change in New York, right? And a fresh face like Robert Saleh is going to bring energy back to the city and, more importantly, into the organization, and players are going to love that.
Legit, do you think you could beat up any coach in the league?
He might be one of the strongest coaches in the league. Like, we might be all right. Him and Joe D, as GM and head coach, they might be able to take on any duo in the league right now.
Legay Doosable joining us here, former NFL defensive lineman. So I want to ask you about the Super Bowl, but before that, just give me your thoughts on the Stafford trade. Do you like the deal from the Rams' perspective, and then do you think the Lions got more than enough for Stafford?
Yeah, I like the trade, but I mean, the Lions, to me, you know, honestly won. People are acting like Derek Goff was a scrub, so I just want to say that first and foremost. Like, this guy is one of the most winning quarterbacks since coming into the league. This guy's taking his team to the Super Bowl. took his team to the playoffs this year, played with nine fingers and won in the first round of the playoffs and got his team in the division round, and they actually, you know, had a chance there versus the Packers. But, you know, that man on the other side, Aaron, you can only hold him down for so long. But people are acting like Derek Goff is some scrub. Like, the one thing I have seen about McVay is that he's willing to move on from star players if he feels like they don't fit his system or his mold. And, you know, kudos to him. It's worked sometimes. They got to the Super Bowl. They got to the playoffs this year. But if they don't win a Super Bowl, I feel like in the next, you know, 2 to 3 years, then I feel like they failed because they really have given up every first-round pick to I believe, 2024. So if they don't win the Super Bowl, I don't think McVay is going to be there. And maybe that's his thinking. Like, if we don't win the Super Bowl, you know, I've traded all these picks. I'm not going to be here in 2024, so I don't care about these first-round picks. Anyway, so to me, the Lions win because they get a proven quarterback that has been a Pro Bowler, that's taken his team to the Super Bowl, and they get two first-round picks. Like, to me, that's a win-win. And Matt Stafford, to me, is one of the most, if not the most, underrated quarterback in the NFL. He's almost been in the black hole in Detroit, and people don't understand the type of talent this guy has. He routinely throws for 4,000 yards year in and year out, carries the offense, and like, he's just one of the most toughest people in the NFL, period. Not just at the quarterback position. Toughest players in the NFL. I mean, I know everybody's seen the clip of him getting literally knocked out by the Cleveland Browns, and then they end up calling a timeout. He comes in and is like, no, I'm throwing the football because the game was on the line. He throws a touchdown and wins the game, like, with barely any time left on the clock. And then another instance was this year. Week 16, he gets knocked out versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Week 17, a lot of players would have been like, we have nothing to play for. I'm not going to risk injury. Well, this guy goes out there and plays for his teammates, man. Those three touchdowns and throws for almost 300 yards. He had no business being out there on that field, but that's why players love him on the team. And I think he'll finally get his chance to shine in L.A.
LeJay, who you have in the Super Bowl?
I've been going back and forth about this, Jake, because I really believe this Kansas City O-line being beat up like this and the way this defensive line from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers has been humming, that's going to be where the rubber meets the road. But just number 15 on the other side, it's hard to bet against him. I know Tom Brady has a track record, and people say you can't bet against Tom Brady, but right now I feel like you can't bet against 15. This guy was concussed, had a bad toe, and was still being mobile in the AFC Championship game. Like, nobody thought he was going to be able to run like he was. He was hobbled in the divisional round. He comes back out the next week and makes pivotal plays, not only with his arm, but with his leg, buying time, getting away from rushers, throwing the ball down the field, and I think that's what it's going to come down to, right? Because I don't feel like that O-line is going to be able to hold up. I believe that Todd Bowles learned his lesson from the first time meeting him. He's not going to be able to all-out blitz like he likes to do and man coverage Tyreek Hill. I believe he will double him. I believe he may leave Travis Kelce one-on-one, but he's going to bank that his front four guys, with Vita Vea being healthy and Shaq Barrett and Jason Pierre-Paul and then Sue starting to come along, I believe he believes his front four is going to be able to rush and get to Patrick Mahomes. Now, the thing is, can you corral Patrick Mahomes? That's the thing. You can have a good rush, but this guy has so much good pocket presence that he can step up into that pocket by time, running by the time, and you think he's about to take off with the football, and then he throws it down the field for 50 yards. So that's the thing you just can't coach against. And when plays like that happen, you really have to take your defensive line. Don't get your head down. We have to keep rushing. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a really close game. But at the end of the day, I'm going with number 15, man, because he's Superman right now.
Well said. He's LeJay Doosable, former NFL defensive lineman, really good guy. Thanks so much for coming on, as always, LeJay. Before I let you go, though, you know, I need you to keep using Twitter, keep tagging Deshaun Watson, keep recruiting Deshaun to our Jets. All right? Can I count on you for that, LeJay?
Of course you can, man. I definitely would love Deshaun. I think he would love to come to the city, and I think he would just re-energize the city and all the fans in the New York Jets. Like, people, I'll tell people this all the time. The Giants might have more fans, but we got more passionate fans.
Yes.
The city, the Jet fans have just been waiting for a franchise quarterback like Deshaun Watson. So, Joe D, if you're listening, man, let's get this deal done.
He's LeJay Doosable. Check him out on Twitter, @LeJay Doosable. LeJay, thanks so much, my friend. Talk to you soon.
You too, Jake.